Sweetheart, tell me,
how did I offend you?
Like, seriously? You don't know what you did? You still do not know what you did? Like, you feel you did not offend me in any way? Okay, tell me there is nothing you are hiding from me. Tell me!
Hiding from you, baby? I do not understand. The last time, it was about I not taking your call the exact time you called. I explained how I forgot my phone in the car. And before I could come pick my phone from the car, it was almost up to 32 missed calls. And I still returned the call, baby.
Please, save me those trash. Save me those trash. Everyone will say that, mister. How about the text message on your phone from maybe who knows who the lady is you drop in her house? Ooh. Explain.
Ooh. Ah, baby, that's just
me. Oh, Jessica. Save me that explanation. Ah. Save me. Save me that explanation.
She's my colleague at work. She's the treasurer I'm talking about.
Oh, I see. The treasurer.
Baby, see. I'll be going to work. Once I come back from work, I will explain better. Just do understand.
Yes, go and meet her. Go and meet her. Go and meet her, your treasurer. Go.
It's all right. Good. It's really...
So, Mr. Johnson, have you got the records ready?
Madam, I have that of last month and the month before. But for that of the third month...
How could you be so careless? See, get me Jessica now. Now, you both should get ready to travel tomorrow to Abuja. Present the report physically to the CEO and the Board of Trustees and pray you do not get a harsh response from them.
God.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, ma.
I'll be with you shortly. I'm coming. Wow, see who we have here.
Why do you have to keep us waiting? Does it have to take ages before you come and open your door?
I'm sorry now.
Sorry for yourself, Joe. I beg.
What do you have cooking in this house?
Wait till they do this one. You don't want to talk. I better go bring that chicken pepper soup. Me are the hungry.
My pots are empty.
I don't understand.
Your pots are empty. Meaning what?
Seriously, you guys don't understand. I got no reason to cook. Not for a man that who is... Ah... God, not for a man that cheats on his wife.
Wait, oh, like, just in a cheat on you, and you didn't waste time to talk.
Yes. Like, seriously, he has not turned a storyteller anytime he comes back late from work. Not knowing how we find out.
Not knowing, I will find out. What are your findings?
God, you don't understand. Okay, take a look at this. I got these photos on Facebook from the lady he stayed out with after work. Not just that, the lady sent him a text message thanking him for lifts he gave her that same day he was late from work.
Oh boy, this lady fine, sha. See, God, man. See as her breast stand like that of Queen Sheba. I know me self, if they do competition, I know reach her. Oh, your husband like better thing, sha.
I bet, shut up.
I don't talk, self. I don't talk my mind, though. Okay, oh. For men, I just wicked and never satisfied.
please stop. Stop this your chant. Miss Tricia, or what was that your name? Come. Mrs. Edith, is that the reason why you refuse to cook in your own house? You decide to starve your husband. Would that solve the issue? Would that make you feel more better? Come to think of it, don't you think he will go out to go and eat from that same woman he dropped? My dear, stop starving yourself. Stop starving yourself.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Text Message. Remember, stay tuned and drop your comments with us on WhatsApp on 081-6188-6430. Thank you.